Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have the following question from a fakir, and I quote, I struggle with living too much in my head. That is, I tend to identify myself too much with my thoughts. I know theoretically that my thoughts and I are different, and I use the invocation with greater or lesser success, but operatively, I still struggle with disentangling myself from my thoughts. Do you have any suggestions? That's the question. I think this is a question that applies pretty much to all spiritual travelers, or at least at some stage in their spiritual journey. Also, of course, some people get stuck with this issue, and that may require even more attention. I really have a lot to say about this issue, but I think I'll not do a lot of that here. These question and answers are, in my view, are about providing answers that may be immediately and practically usable. So I think I'll wait till another occasion to dilate on some of the deeper issues involved with the problem of thoughts. But for the moment, the question is very simple. There are too many thoughts. I struggle with thoughts. What do I do? For most of the fukara, I think the answer is that what they tend to do is to try to drown the thoughts with the invocation. And this is more or less successful, at least for a while. But even if it is successful, it leaves you with the following question. Did the thoughts go away, or am I just covering them up? Thoughts in many ways are like sense impressions. We can't control when they occur or often from where they occur, but we recognize them and have to deal with them immediately. So a thought is very much like an itch or a sound. The best way to deal with these unwanted thoughts is simply by withdrawing your attention from them. You can't help having them, but what you can do is try to make sure they don't carry you away. You do that by simply removing your attention from them. In this process, what is most important is that you do this in a non-combative way, that you don't take up combat with yourself or parts of your soul, because in fact, if you do that, you give those parts more reality and more power than they deserve. I'd also like to suggest what I often suggest in terms of a three-part solution to dealing with sense impressions or states of intense emotion or other phenomena that you can recognize, and that's the following. First of all, say Alhamdulillah, because it's a gift that you're able to see these things, and now that you can see them, you can deal with them. So first of all, give thanks to God. Alhamdulillah. The next thing to do is step back and watch and see what happens and see how these things unfold. And third, see what the lesson is, because there's always a lesson here. See what you can learn from this process. Give thanks, watch, and see what the lesson is. So simply withdraw your attention, see what there is to be learned, and get back to the invocation. I'll have much more to say about thoughts on some other occasion, but for now, I hope this is of some help to you. Alhamdulillah.